The next question is from Chris Komnazak from Houston, Texas, the home of the Johnson Space Center. What is the most difficult part of operating Canada Arm 2? Probably the most difficult part of it is not the physical operation of the arm, but it's integrating all the information that we have to put together in order to execute the operations with the arm that we have to do. That includes using video rather than actually viewing what the arm is doing. We don't have good views out the window of what the arm is doing most of the time, so we have to rely on three monitors where we can get different views of the arm. And while the shuttle is here, we have a great overview, but when it's not here, we only have two cameras that are mounted on the arm itself, and so we have limited views that we can use, so it requires the integration of a lot of different information and different views to operate it completely.